since the collapse of the Afghanistan Democratic Government in August 2021. The landlocked nation has slowly drifted out of the global spotlight as the Taliban has again cemented its rule across the territory. This has led to a dire situation for the people of Afghanistan, with the Taliban enforcing laws that marginalise women and target other vulnerable ethnic groups. Stephen Hill asked Nemat Ulay Ibrahimi, a senior research fellow at the University of Melbourne, how serious is the human rights situation in Afghanistan since US and NATO troops had left?
Since they forcefully took control of Afghanistan in August of 2021, the Taliban has been slowly and systematically dismantling the basic institutions of the rule of law that would protect the human rights of the citizens of the country. The Taliban leader, Mullah Hebatullah Akhundzada, has been issuing a series of decrees, around 200, that has been restricting some of the most fundamental human rights of the citizens of Afghanistan.
Among the biggest losers of the return to Taliban have been women who now find themselves marginalised by laws that restrict their movement, their ability to access education or to gain unemployment. Can you talk a bit about the current state of gender apartheid being enforced by the Taliban?
This is a very systematic and pervasive system that is discriminating against women and girls in every aspect of their life. Take the example of education. Women and girls are not allowed to go to high school beyond the grade six. They're not allowed to go to universities, and they are not allowed to work in many sectors of the economy. Women and girls are policed, and they are very regularly harassing people, you know, picking up young girls and women from the streets and into detention centres, and where in those places they're also subjected to mistreatment and torture.
Also, with witnessing the continual persecution of ethnic minorities such as the Hazaras and many other religious denominations.
Well, the Taliban's system of rule is really creating a very rigid hierarchy among various ethnic and religious groups in the country. So the Taliban are mainly Deobandi Muslims, mainly clerics, and they are drawn from a particular group within the predominantly Sunni Pashtun communities. And they have systematically excluded other groups from power. But at the bottom of the hierarchy is groups such as Hazaras, who are predominantly Shias, and they have been systematically excluded from the government. People who are appointed in government positions, they have been purged. At the same time, locally, in areas where the Hazaras live, they have been subjected to regular displacement from their lands and where they have lived for generations. And there are also regular reports of Hazaras being killed either at the hands of the Taliban or the hands of pro-Taliban groups who are now back in the central highlands of Afghanistan, which is Hazara majority region of the country.
Another major issue is food security. Human rights frauds suggesting that half of Afghanistan's population needing urgent humanitarian aid, with 12.4 million facing food insecurity. How serious is the situation on the ground when it comes to accessing basic necessities?
Well, the situation has been extremely dire over the past 4 years. Afghanistan was a country which was heavily dependent on foreign aid. When the foreign aid was withdrawn after 2021, the country's economy really contracted, according to some accounts, by up to 30% of the country's GDP. And as a result, the country has seen a rise in malnutrition, and the significant cut in aid is affecting the ability of aid organizations to provide some of those really fundamental services.
And we've recently seen Russia be the first state to recognise the Taliban government. Australia, on the other hand, has referred the Taliban government to the International Court of Justice based on its discriminatory policies towards women and minorities. What do you think are the best ways in which the international community can attempt to prevent the Taliban from gaining legitimacy?
The international community needs to act and respond in a very coordinated manner. Russia made that unfortunate decision to recognize the Taliban, which is, I think, probably more a geostrategic move to pull the Taliban towards their sphere of influence. At the same time, I think the democratic world also needs to step in and mobilize their efforts and resources in a coordinated manner to respond to the gravity of the situation. I think both human rights, but also humanitarian situation in a manner that is not rewarding the Taliban's atrocities, the Taliban's repression of human rights in Afghanistan.
Senior Research Fellow for the Initiative for Peace Building at the University of Melbourne, Nemat Yule Ibrahimi, speaking with Stephen Hill.